Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Town Council public hearing to order for April 7th. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's have a roll call, please.
Counselor Carr?
Here.
Counselor Askowitz is absent. Counselor Rachel is. Counselor Spelia?
Here.
Counselor Slaughter?
Here.
Counselor Newton?
Present.
Counselor Mayory?
Here. So let the record show that there are five town councilors here tonight. So we're here for a public hearing to go over the resolution to authorize appropriation of $1.5 million. Before we do that, I have two correspondents that came in. One is from Jeffrey Lincoln Holker and Rihanna Joseph. And the other one is from William Pinniaz. I just wanted to say, I'm not going to read either one of these on the record, but I will give these to Agnes. One is in favor of the resolution, and one is opposed. So Agnes, here are two. I'd like to have these placed in the record, please. Okay, Town of Montville, notice of public hearing. The Town of Montville Town Council will hold a public hearing at Montville Town Hall, Council Chambers at 310 Norwich, New London Turnpike, Uncasville, Connecticut on April 7th at 6 p.m. to receive public comment and questions regarding proposed resolutions entitled Resolution Authorizing an Appropriation of $1,500,000 for the Preservation of Bond Property Project and the financing of said appropriations by the issuance of a general obligations bond of the town and notes in anticipation of such bonds in amount not to exceed $1,500,000. Therefore, a copy of the full text of this resolution is available for inspection at the town, at the Montville Town Clerk's office during regular office hours and posted on the town's website at www.townofmontville.org. This document is prepared for the benefit of the public solely for purposes of information. Summarizing an explanation, this document does not represent the intent of the legislative body of Montville for any purpose. And this was dated 11th day of March, 2025, Katie Herring, Town Clerk. So before we start, I'd like to, with the remarks from the public, I'd like to have Avalonia give a brief synopsis of this, the project known as the bond property. So, Chris, Dick, how are you?
I'm Chris Keppel, Director of Philanthropy for Avalonia Land Conservancy. Alana Sherman is here, a member of our board of directors, and Dick Conan is here. Dick and I have been visiting Montville for several months now. We've been at the senior center. We've been on the bond property numerous times. We've been here. We're just going to give a brief overview of who Avalonia is and a shortened version of our presentation for anyone who's seen it for the first time tonight. And then we're going to lay out some facts associated with the property acquisition opportunity. And we just hope to inspire you with this opportunity. So without further ado, I'll start the slideshow.
Okay.
Going to take
great. Thank you, Chris. Yeah, again, for those of you who have not met me or heard me before, I'm Richard Conant. I've been with Avalonia, volunteering with Avalonia for about 15 years now. Sit on the board and run the development committee, run a town in Griswold. I'm going to keep this real brief so we can get to what the town has to do as far as the public hearing. I wanted to quickly go through who we are and what the nonprofit is all about. Again, Avalonia Land Conservancy, we burnt orange is actually stuff that is in the works for acquisition. It's fairly big because the bond property is included in that. We do also have what's called conservation easements where someone approaches us and we enter into an agreement, but they still maintain ownership of the property. This won't be a conservation easement. The bond property will simply acquire or manage in Avalon. Next, please. Just a few things that we do. We do very active habitat restoration if we do acquire bond because of some of the prior use out there. The management plan certainly will address what we need to do or we feel we need to do to restore or change around, you know, some of the impacts that have occurred out there from the quarry operation. You see that as it's a challenge, but it should be a very interesting project that would probably involve a number of people, maybe some academic institutes in with us. We do hikes and outings. If anyone, if you've been to our website, you can see the stuff that's coming up. If you haven't been to our website, well, let me mention, I did put my cards back in the back there on the table. So anyone who wants to get my business card and contact me, it has my cell phone number or email, please. And after this, you know, tonight, if there's something really pressing on your mind before the vote on Wednesday, please come to me. I'll try to be as responsive as I can to answer your concerns, questions, whatever. Next, please. Some of the projects, of course, where we don't trail all our properties. Some properties are either small or don't recommend themselves for trails, like a great, you know, cedar swamp or something like that. Where the property is big enough and it recommends itself for a trail, has appropriate access from the road, we may trail those properties. Again, that's covered by the management plan. Makes that recommendation on should trails go in, where do they go in, how should they be maintained, what uses are allowed on those trails. And we do a lot of educational events. Again, that's all on, you know, hikes, get-togethers. It's all on our website, kind of all of that. This is a little small here, but basically, this is why should you support us acquiring bond properties and managing this as open space in the town of Montville. Water protection, it's certainly in, you know, New London's downstream and not immediately your town's concerned, but the state did get the biggest grant the state has ever given, $2.3 million for open space acquisition. And some of what recommended that grant was because there is sensitive runoff, sensitive streams that, you know, run not only to the Sound but down through New London and their reservoir system. So watershed protection was a big factor. Wildlife habitat, I was actually out there on a little tour yesterday with a few people. There's a bunch of osprey out there. There's certainly all types of deer out there. Coyote, bear has been through there. I'm sure Steve can probably confirm that, but yeah, if anything but moose, I guess no moose have been sighted yet, but who knows. Forest conservation, a good part of, you know, the property, everyone kind of concentrates on, oh, there was a quarry out there. That's really a small part of the property. A lot of the property is in loam fields, hay fields, that we kind of anticipate Avalonia will want to maintain. We have a component to our mission where we try to address and support agricultural uses where appropriate on properties we require. Certainly, haying a field is something, and we like to keep open areas like that for exploration, this is public access. We would not have gotten the state grant. We would not have gotten the state grant if we couldn't assure that there would be appropriate public access out there. The state is very big on that. They realize that they are spending mine and your tax dollars to support a nonprofit to acquire open space. They do that because Connecticut has a plan to have hopefully someday about 20% of the state in open space. You know, we're near that right now. They know they can't do it on their own, so they have this grant program for nonprofits as long as the nonprofit is run well and has a good proposal, they'll support. But they want to, because they're using tax dollars, they want to ensure where it's appropriate that there is access, public access, free public access to the property. We certainly intend on doing that. That's a huge part of this initiative on our part. And finally, educational programs. And this could be anything from having school groups out there for hikes. We do quite a bit of that through our communications group and our stewardship group. We certainly will have some major stewardship projects out there to take out some of the invasive species, plant, you know, in some of the poor areas, replant or restore some of the forested or fielded areas out there. So I anticipate this will be a very, very busy summer, and we'll need a big team to help us manage it over the years. Next, please. Purchase cost, $5,599,000. We have right now, through various grants and donations, over $3 million. We have two other grants that are pending, and I believe will come through. One for 668, that's the USDA funding, that area that I said will be put off as a watershed protection. I just recently put in a $500,000 grant to the CLCC, Connecticut Land Conservation Council, and that's such a gap funding. That will come through if we get, let's say the bond is approved. If we get that approved by the town here, that will come through. If not, that goes away unless we can come up with some other way to raise the money we need. But that's basically, they're there to bring the project across the finish line with the last $500,000. Thank you. And this is, again, hard to see, but basically it breaks down where the money's coming from. What's important, light blue here, would be the town of Montville. And it comes to about the cost of the town, 27% of the total cost out there. The other three-fourths of the cost has been raised through the state grant, federal grants, donations, and all that. So that would be your dog in the fight is about 27% from the bond. Next. Kind of pick this out. The bond's in the little red there. These brown areas are adjacent open space. This was another big selling point with the state grant because they'd like to see not only the imported property acquired and preserved as open space, but they'd like to see that there's a synergy with other open space properties. Most of these are New London Water District properties, but there's an Audubon property. It's fairly sizable. I mean, the bond property, 673 acres, but we could probably double that or triple that if you include all the open space that's adjacent to each parcel here. So it's important to have. We're looking with habitat protection. We're looking for big, sizable chunks, not just maybe an acre in the middle of, you know, residential development. So this is, I think, a very important acquisition as far as habitat protection in Southeast Connecticut. Thank you. And why should you support Avalonia? We're primarily a volunteer organization, always have been. We count on some very wonderful employees now to kind of keep the volunteers herded, keep the tasks going in the right direction, set priorities. We put in over 3,000 hours of volunteer work every year. consider, aside, we have to consider the state defines what passive recreation is, and it's very specific. Biking, hiking, skiing, cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, it could be mountain biking, it could be potentially horseback riding. That's defined as, a potential use. That's not to say all these uses will be permitted, or they'll all be permitted in the same area out there. Thank God, in some ways, how big the property is, how big the trail system is a benefit if we wanted to consider, let's say, mountain biking and passive hiking and keep those separate so there's no conflicts. And we are committed. We've been around it for 55 years. We'll be around, I think, a lot longer, probably a lot longer than me. We are committed to conservation in perpetuity. And that's basically the presentation. I was asked to address a couple things that I guess have come up on Facebook or whatever. We used to be called, when we first incorporated as a nonprofit, we were called the Mashantucket Land Trust. We had no, the Indians weren't really people on Sioux, the Indians were not really, Mashantucket Indians were not really a factor back then. We, as the tribes, got recognition in the early 90s. It caused conflict, and people were mistaking us as a separate nonprofit for being affiliated with tribes. And we have no affiliation whatsoever. We actually rebranded and went through the process of renaming our land conservancy to Avalonia to avoid that potential conflict, or at least the indication that we might have some association with the tribe. We do not. The other thing that keeps coming up is contamination out on the site. It was an industrial site. There were tanks in the ground, fuel tanks in the ground. A 600-page environmental site assessment, phase one, was done in 2024. I'd be glad to, if you want to grab one of my cards. I have a very nice synopsis of what that very long report says. I can send you that, or I can send you the entire report. Basically, it concluded all the tanks were taken out of the ground according to state law for what's called USTs, underground storage tanks. Remediation sampling of the tank graves was done. Remediation as necessary was done. There was a very small oil leak, number two heating oil. Essentially, you would know it as heating oil. And that's been completed. State rights have moved on a little since then, so definitely in the management plan, we would go back. Avalonia would go back to the state and just probably confirm that everything is good out there, but we feel there is no, based on the report, which has been accepted by US EPA, and we would not have gotten the USDA grant if there was major contamination out there. We feel that the site is, if not pristine, that everything is that needs to be done as far as remediation of tanks and contamination has been done out there. Final word is Avalonia will own the property, and if there are any problems out there, any type of management problems out there, it will be inherent on us to address those with the state and do, what the state requires us to do. We are not anticipating that we're getting into a brownfield situation out there whatsoever. So with that,
just to emphasize, as it relates to contamination or anything that happens on this bond property, once Avalonia takes ownership, the liability is ours, not the town of Montville's. And that's been another source of misinformation. What we have here is a remarkable once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for the residents of Montville to acquire this piece of land at a 73% discount because of 7 years of work that's happened at Avalonia, very dedicated work by conservationists who really make this their life's work. So we're proud to present this opportunity to everyone here, and we look forward to hearing your input on the project. Thank you for coming out today.
Thank you. Council,
Hold on a second. We're going to move on to the next part of the remarks from the public. So before we get started with that, thank you very much for. So tonight we'll give you a 3-minute time limit. Please state your name and address for the record. And Councilor Souther will be timing it for 3 minutes.
Mr.
And she'll hold up a.
I have a point of order.
Sure.
Since I don't see a presentation by Avalonia on the agenda, I can only assume they were also part of the remarks from the public, and they went well over 3 minutes. So I would hope.
I actually, sorry to interrupt, but I actually talked to the town attorney about this issue, and that is part of this whole resolution package is to have them a brief summary. So they're not part of the public.
Is to give them 20 minutes to talk, but then only let our citizens talk for 3 minutes?
That's the way it's structured, yes.
Okay.
So, so Councilor Souther will hold up a yellow card when you have 45 seconds left, and then a red card after 3 minutes has expired. Please keep things civil and address your comments. But the council is not going to be answering your question at this time, and we will try to answer as many of the questions during our comments at the end as we can. So with that said, I'd like to open up the floor to remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. And you're welcome to come up to the podium and
Ken Michelle, 125 Chapel Hill Road. What about fires? There's gonna be a lot of people down there. Who's responsible for the fire departments? Put that out. Take care of that stuff. What about rubbish? People bringing stuff in, trash. Trash pickup. Safety of the people that are walking down there and stuff. Who's responsible for all of that? How long is our taxes going to go up for this? A whole lot of questions, no answers.
Melissa Uchnick, 478 Fire Street, Oakdale. I know that the town council is not required to answer any of my questions this evening, but I am going to ask a few anyway. Hopefully my fellow citizens will consider these topics before voting yes on Wednesday. Why do we not promote the 2,136 acres of open space already in town, including conservation areas, sanctuaries, and parks with the same gusto as this bond property, including 159-acre Glombowski property that Avalonia already manages, Fort Shantok, Camp Oakdale, Morgan Cheney Wildlife Preserve, the Mottville Conservation, and the brand new walking trails next to the police department? This is just to name a few. If you want open space, wouldn't $1.5 million be better spent on land that Mottville actually owns? Perhaps adding trails and recreation to the Mastawi property that Mottville already purchased a few years back would be a better use of those funds. When all the town's budgets and union contracts have not been ratified yet, how in good conscience can you recommend this additional spending to the taxpayers? In addition to this $1.5 million bond, there's loss of tax revenue and future revenue. Will the town budget be able to handle an increase that they'll inevitably see from fire rescues from hikers and fires in the property? Let's call this for what it is and start referring to these funds as a donation. Will the town make future donations like these? Are you going to make guidelines for other nonprofits? Is this a practice the town is going to embrace? Tonight's presentation really highlighted some unknowns and raised even more concerns for me. I heard the word potential and the phrase could be used a lot. With a management plan not created until after purchase, there is no guarantee on land use or types of recreations that will be allowed. If we have $1.5 million to spare, shouldn't we invest in our children's education, our seniors, our roads, our town-owned buildings and land? I will be respectfully voting no on Wednesday, as I feel this is just a donation that Mottville cannot afford.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name's Diana Reese. I live at 1745 Hartford New London Turnpike, and that's in the Chesterfield section of town. My husband's property and my property abut the property of the current bond property on Latimer's Brook. I have sent two emails out, one to Mr. May and one to Mr. Gutens, and I requested some answers to questions that I posted. Because this is a bonding thing that we're talking about tonight, I'm just going to ask this. It seems like a very open-ended bonding structure that we're going with here. Is it fair to ask the town to subsidize a quarter of the property value that is going to be spent on this? We're talking a commitment we're making to this Avalonia thing. And the project seems to have us as collaborative participants. A partnership has been formed and will be, according to what I read, it will be binding with the town going into the future. So the bonding will include interest payments and note payments, and it says it will not go higher than $1.5 million. But that's on an ongoing basis. This isn't a one-time deal. This is a recurrent thing as is needed. So I wish that people would consider the fact that this is going to affect our pocketbooks at a time when we can't afford to have money going out the door. We don't know what the economy is going to be, and there's a lot of pending money that's associated with this project. If the funds fall through, are we picking up the dollar? Thank you.
Hi, my name is Eric Majewski. I live on 136 Chapel Hill Road. My property abuts Bond Sand and Gravel. Steve and his family have been great neighbors for over the years. When I built my house, I bought all the material from their Gladys and Louie. But unfortunately, people pass away. He has to do what's good for his family. Now, I pay over $10,000 in taxes to this town for my property. What do we get for it? Not a whole hell of a lot. We're going to be spending a lot of money in the next year. We just spent $600,000 of our own money for a dog pound. Montville Fire Department's getting a $1.25 million engine. Chesterfield's getting another $900,000 for a rescue truck. This is what we're spending our money on, people. Plus, new apparatus for the future. Plus, the town contracts have all been renegotiated, like was mentioned before. All right? Plus, we're getting a new fishing pier. Then we have the legal costs of paid firefighters and their overtime issues. And I just heard Avalonia say, oh, we're going to have all these trails and everything for biking and stuff. So, me being on the fire department, what are we going to need now? Get the checkbooks open. We're going to need UTVs to get these injured people out of the woods. It's not going to be easy, all right? As far as Avalonia and communication, I've shot two emails asking questions, and you know what I got back? Crickets. All right? And forestry, management plan. Why don't we have a management plan for this? Where's the plan for all this? If I go to the town to get a building permit for my house, I have to submit a plan. But not Avalonia or Nick Menapace's people. They just ask for that $1.5 million check. What is your management plan, people? How are you going to keep the people off my property that butts up against the bond's property? And if you're going to tell me you're going to put signs up, it ain't going to work. Because when you put signs up that say do not enter one way, people drive on the highway still. Right? We are buying an old gravel pit. The family was in business since 1966. They went through there. Steve was in the excavator and everything, and his brother, and they took the material out. There was nothing but craters back left there.
It's not true.
You can sit there and say no. There's fields out there that they have taken their hay out of. All right. That's I understand that. It's marketing. All right. In my 28 years of heavy commercial construction, there always has to be an environmental report available for the public. We are finally getting it after we've heard about this for 3 times. In closing, I would like my taxpayers' money to be going for garbage service, maybe, that we pay for, town, community center, after school programs, but I guess that's not going to happen. We're going to have 675 acres, plus or minus, whatever it is that day when they, people talk.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor Bunnell, town council members, Avalonia people. Thank you so much for all you've done. My name is Karen Duhamel. I live at 1 Fox Hollow Drive in Oakdale. I would like to address some of the concerns mentioned earlier about people looking to vote no, indicating that we have other resources in town that people can use to walk, hike, etc. I've toured the Bond property. Avalonia had an open house a few days ago, and I live around the corner. There are multiple ponds on the property which would be available for kayaking. And lastly, I feel as it's very important to look at the bigger picture and what is our responsibility as members of the larger community, besides just the local community. So in 2021, a study was done by the International Panel on Climate Change and found that saving old growth forests have a more positive impact than planting new trees. And when forests are saved, we not only support carbon sequestration from those trees, but we can also prevent the carbon from being released into the atmosphere. So thank you for your time. And if there's anyone else in here who feels in favor of this, feel free to share your opinion as well. Thank you.
Vince Atwater Young, 375 Chapel Hill Road. I agree with us and our taxes. If we were flush with money, it wouldn't be so bad, but we don't have it. We've got schools that we need to work on. And here's another interesting thing that hasn't been brought up. I was at a meeting this past week, and the mayor was there, and he really stood up for us. And it was, the state has a bill out there, Mr. Mayor, that you made our state legislators aware that we are, our town may lose another $750,000 because of our state legislatures and the bill that they have proposed right now. So take another ding of $750,000 off the books and look, can we afford this? The answer is no. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Walt Kobelski. I live on 442 Chesterfield Road. My family has lived there since World War I on Chesterfield Road when it was a dirt road. My question is, with all the traffic coming in here, who's going to pay to widen that road to 4 lanes? The people here. That's my biggest question. Thank you.
Good evening, Tom Bucher, 3 D'Amato Drive over in Oakdale. Just a couple more questions to throw out there. Can they ever sell the property? I want to put my foot down, stomp a couple times about the management plan. I do agree with that. That would have been very helpful to see what was going to be done with the property to help me make my decision. If it's not bought, What's the alternative? What's the, like that? Is there somebody out there willing to buy it? Do we think that's going to be developed? I certainly support 100%, additional conservation. So, but that would be helpful for me. And in that management plan, Is there a minimum time that Avalonia dedicates to our property and to the series of things that they listed up there? Thank you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Adam Heckley, and I'm a Mottville resident, and I reside at 1171 Route 163 in Oakdale. I come before you today in favor of the bonding of the roughly $1.5 million from the town of Mottville to the nonprofit land trust Avalonia to ensure that the 670 acres known as the bond property becomes managed as open space for all residents and citizens to enjoy in perpetuity, meaning forever. Avalonia is a bipartisan effort that sees all citizens as equal participants in the experience we call life, and understand that in a modern world, a lot of problems we are encountering happen when we separate ourselves from the natural world and see it as something over there and not something that is a part of our personal being. It's Avalonia's mission to save land, its resources such as timber, grassland, soil, clean water, and wildlife. The bond property currently provides habitat for rare and possibly endangered wildlife and sustains healthy breeding populations that positively impact the surrounding forests and properties. If bonded, this property will never become developed, sold for capital gain, neglected or ignored, and decisions on the land will be assisted by the local committees through public decision-making processes. This financial method in asking a town for funds in ensuring the pathway for change in ownership to create the open space is a fairly common practice in the conservation world, since like many citizens, towns, nonprofits alone do not have the amount of resources to fully fund this type of sustainable preservation. This is exactly why Avalonia spent the last 5 years or more working with almost a dozen funding outlets to raise the money to keep this beautiful landscape from turning into just another project for privatization or personal interest. After this bonding, I promise that Avalonia will continue to upgrade, enhance, restore, fix, remediate the entire property that is needed over time through grant funding and general fundraising, and will not ask Mottville for any more money for these improvements, which are improvements crucial for it to become a safe place for us to enjoy and explore. We know that tax increase is a huge upset for the community, but I hope I can assure you that we will all benefit immensely from this addition, even though it will not be directly owned by Mottville, but in some way it will still be ours, owned and still managed by Avalonia, an organization that exists to help people create connections to the natural world that can't ever be broken or taken away.
John Geetens. I live at 127 Cottonwood Lane. I'm also I'm the chair of the Conservation Commission, and I had things written down here that I was going to say, but you know, Richard and Chris do a terrific job of articulating the many benefits that the bond property would bring to the town. Look, I've been a resident of this town since 1992. I know there are a lot of people in here who probably lived there longer than that even. But I've been a taxpayer since that time. I'm obviously, as a taxpayer in town, I'm very sensitive to the budget issues that we have. I'm sensitive to increases in taxes. I pay them just like everybody else does. I also feel as though that when opportunities like this come before a community, that everybody talks about sacrifice from time to time. I've heard a lot of talk about sacrifice over the last, you know, few months and weeks. We all hear this all the time. And I feel as though when an opportunity like this comes, we have to be able to, as a community, say yes to things that make our community better. Better into the future, better lasting value for our community. And this property brings a lot of value. I get it. People question whether or not that $20 to $25 a year is for 10 years, it's a payoff on that bond, is too much, or if it adds up to another bond and another bond and another bond. I get it. I understand it. I'm a taxpayer. I'm sensitive to it myself. But I feel, and I can only speak for myself,
that. That $20 to $25 a year is well worth a 10-year investment for the future of this community today, tomorrow, and into perpetuity and for generations. Thank you.
Do we have anyone else that wishes to speak?
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity to address the council this evening. My name is Jessica LeClaire. I live at 1650 Boswell Road in Oakdale. And I come to you expressing strong support for the bonding proposed to purchase the bond property. And when I think about the bond property, the only word that comes to mind is, to echo John, opportunity. Opportunity to protect open space, opportunity to preserve valuable wildlife habitat, opportunity for our townspeople and neighbors to have a new place to recreate and explore. Opportunity to protect drinking water, opportunity to show future generations that we care about them and their access to nature. An opportunity like this to preserve almost 700 acres of land for current and future generations does not happen in Connecticut. This is unparalleled, and we should not let this opportunity pass us by. The cost to the town is not insignificant in its sum, but in reality, it's a few coffees a year per family. It's a cost that I'm willing to pay for such a treasure to be preserved in our community. To be clear, this remarkable place will be preserved forever. On March 1st, 1872, so we're going to look back in time, President Ulysses S. Grant signed the Yellowstone National Park Protection Act, creating the nation's first national park. Just over 150 years ago, our forefathers had the foresight and political will to protect a beautiful place for the benefit and enjoyment of the people of this country. The significance of this place was recognized and protected, and not only protected, it was made accessible to the country for all to enjoy. Places like Yellowstone National Park, the Grand Canyon, Acadia, Yosemite, these are places that make us proud to be an American. The bond property could be our Yellowstone, our place to come together as a community, to be proud of, to protect for the enjoyment of the people of this town, of this region, of this state. Remarkably, after our one-time investment as a town, we will reap the benefits forever at no additional cost. Avalonia Land Conservancy is a trusted partner in our region and will maintain and ensure the bond property prospers as a park in our town. There will be no added cost in dollars or staff time to maintain this place. How could we ask for a better partner? I hope we can come together as a community to support the bonding of the bond property. In a world and state full of financial constraints, this does come at a time that could be perceived as challenging, and it is. But sometimes you get an opportunity that you cannot pass up. We have this one shot to do this, and I hope we can support the preservation of the bond property for the current and future residents of Mottville.
Charles Buescher, 3 Brewer Street. I would be opposed to this. Take a look at Gardner's Lake. That used to be a good place to go when we were growing up here. Now there's nothing but trash all over the place. State cops are there. There's all those no parking signs. People out of Hartford, out of New Haven. What do you think's gonna be coming down here smoking their dope? Everywhere you go, dope smell everywhere. Got the cops handcuffed where they can't prosecute these people. You'll have these people coming down. They can't swim, don't know how to swim. We'll have to be doing water rescues. Thank God there's no cliffs. I used to do cliff rescue out in Colorado. People out there getting high, thinking they can climb. Then you gotta go down and rescue their, gotta rescue them off the cliff. A couple of times, hey, I'd like to let you go. But, you know, we didn't. Had to go get them. So I see us spending a little bit more, and again, it was a sand and gravel operation, just like Doyle's down here. So I haven't been on the property. I went to school with Bill Bond. His dad owned the place. So again, it was a sand and gravel operation. Unless they turned it back in, how about the environmental impact statement? I mean, that thing's big enough to choke a frickin' horse. Has that been done? You know, we've been up around there The London watershed's got all their little yellow placards. Again, that's a watershed area, all the way down Fire Street, both sides of the road. Why don't you have the London Water Authority buy it, you know, if they're so interested in it? I could see this thing where we're looking to connect those two pieces of property. I've been a little busy. I haven't been able to see how those two were going to connect or how this piece of property is going to connect with the other two. But the other two should be watershed. We don't want people in there, you know, bathing like the old hippies used to do at the dam. Got their Life Boy soap, you know, taking their weekly bath. And so what's that, 15 seconds left?
40.
Oh, 40. Oh, plenty of time. Give you a song and a dance. Anyways, it's something we need to think about. I think you mentioned something about the fire equipment. Somebody or man in the back had mentioned. Again, we're going to be doing rescues out there. You know that's going to happen. Johnny's going to get out there. There'll be fires. You know, hey, I'm out in the country. We live on a third of an acre, and we got people that, oh, I'm in the country. Bonfires going all the frickin' time, burning garbage, cooking half a goat or whatever the heck they're cooking. And I thank you for the time.
Goat is delicious.
Yeah. So human.
All right. Anyone else wishing to speak?
Hi, my name's Duncan O'Neill. I live at 11 Cherry Lane in Oakdale. And what I'm hearing is that this should have been brought in where everything is cut and dry. Not saying you might be able to ride a horse. You might be able to put a bike path in, but we can't because we can't say because we don't know if we can do it yet. I think everything should be settled and then it brought up again to say you want to vote on it. I think this is a waste of money where there's an awful lot of stuff in this town that needs repair, and it should be used on it. What's the guarantee that in 25 years their organization decides we don't want the property anymore? So they own it and they sell it. And now it's been developed, so they sell it and they even get more money for it. But the town got nothing out of it. And the taxpayers have got to pick it up. And like everybody's saying, you've got fire departments that are going to be involved. You're going to have police involved. There's a lot of things that are not being said here. And then you're talking about the town itself that, oh, we're working on contracts, so we got to decide what we're going to do with them. And if all of a sudden we say we're going to pay this group this much more and this much more and this much, and it's all happening right now. It's not like you're talking 10 years from now. And all of a sudden people are going to start paying more taxes than you can imagine. That's the way I feel about it.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor Bunnell, council members, and the general public. My name is William Bucko. Linda and I moved into our house at 106 Wildwood Lane in the good village of Uncas Hill on Christmas Eve, 1996, a mere 59 years ago. Wildwood Lane was also a dirt road at that time. Today, there is a new challenge looming on the horizon, which is the acquisition of the large so-called bond property comprised of 673 acres located off the Chesterfield Road in the western part of the town to be run by the very competent Avalonia Conservancy. I have walked through many of the existing Avalonia trails in various parts of the state and will vote positively in favor of acquiring the bond property for its preservation under the guidance of the Avalonia Land Conservancy. This is for the families of tomorrow to simply poke about and discover what Mother Nature has in store, and especially for the critters who have a needed home and more as more development encroaches on their habitat. I have one following questions. It would be a beneficial item if anybody on the council could tell us this evening if that property is officially approved, this coming Wednesday, what our immediate cost would be, our assessment would be. I've heard of figures of if you have a house that's worth $300,000, $150 over a 10-year span or more. Am I stating something that is out of scope here? If you guys could tell us something like that, it would be beneficial to us all. Thank you for your time.
Anyone else wishing to speak?
I didn't come prepared to speak tonight, but I feel compelled to do so. My name is Angelo Callas. I live at 486 Chapel Hill Road, Oakdale, Connecticut. And although I have only lived there since 1991, and I know by Montville standards that barely stares me in good stead to speak tonight, here I am anyway. I know I'm a newcomer. But moving to Montville, I was born and raised in Norwich, so moving into Montville was something, always kind of a joke, I guess. But man, I love this town. I love living in Montville. I love our trees. I love our open spaces. I love that I can sit outside in my yard and I could hear coyotes, and we have the deer, and we have wild turkey, and that kind of connection, as the gentleman said, is essential for I think, human life. There's a lot of restaurants, and there's a lot of businesses, and there's a lot of houses. So I think for that level alone, just for the sake of conservation and beauty, I think beauty is worth a little extra money. But I don't want to downplay the importance of money and tax dollars. People are working hard, and people are extremely frightened about what the future holds for us. We don't know at this point, so I understand that level of insecurity. But when I'm thinking about money, and please correct me if I'm mistaken in thinking this way, if this bonding issue fails and it opens up to the private market, and we have a housing development back there, and say there's 1.5 kids per house, won't that cost us money in the long run? When we look at what people pay for the taxes annually, don't those households cost more money? Won't that add up to more money if there's a housing development or if it goes by the lines of low-income housing? Doesn't that also cost money? Isn't it maybe cheaper to pay the $1.5 million up front to have a beautiful place that's sustainable, that's there for all of us, and not have to worry about the responsibility that comes with moving more people into this community? If you can answer that, that would be great also. Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else wishing to speak?
John wants to go again.
What's that?
John wants to go again. He was asking.
Wills Pike, 71 Pheasant Run, Oakdale, Connecticut. So I wasn't going to speak. But I'm going to tell you a real life story that happened Saturday at the Country Market. If you don't know where that is, that's on Old Colchester Road. Myself and eight other members the Board of Education represent 2,000 students and families in this community. Out of nowhere, this person said, "Hey, Mr. Pike, you got a minute?" I said, "Sure." "Hey, tell me about this bond property." I said, "I don't know much about it, but I said, I know the family. I know they were successful business people. I know where it is. Outside of that, really don't know much, and they have every right to make every dime they want on that piece of property. That's their business." "Well, so tell me about the school budget." So I give them a quick overview. I'll make this fast. And they said, "So if we can afford $1.5 million in bonding, we could certainly support the school budget. Is that a green light? Is that a green light, Mr. Pike?" I said, "That's not a green light. I can't answer that question. What I can tell you is we submitted a responsible budget to the town asking for funds. And whatever the legislative body does, is that's their choice." And the person said to me, "Well, wouldn't it make sense to support the schools?" And I said, "Yes, but for full disclosure, I supported this in 2019 as a town councilor. But back then, I remember the number was about $400,000, not $1.5 million. It's not about a cup of coffee. It's not about your taxes. People are asking this kind of question of a person who's elected like myself in a grocery store. Like, is this a green light so my kids can get a really good education? It's just a question I think the public resonates with heavily. Yes, it has a lot of value, and there's pros and cons to everything, but this kind of question should be thought of about very carefully when people go to vote on Wednesday. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Mr. Eaton. Anyone else wishing to speak? And I'll go one more time. Anyone wishing to speak? All right. What's that? Oh, got one more coming up.
Elaine Hess, 17 Birchwood Drive. I'm a member of the Conservation Commission. And first, I want to say Avalonia can't sell the property. That's a given. I've been to many, many meetings, read a lot about it, and I just want to clarify that. They cannot sell the property to anyone. And I wasn't planning on speaking either. Usually I have my notes. But I have to say, how many of you have been to the Baum property? Can you raise your hand? Okay, there's been a few of you. The first time I went, I was ready to hike, not realizing it was over 670 acres. And we drove in very well-established paths in cars, and we stopped at different kind of places with great ecosystems. You know, there was meadows, and there was ponds, and there was forests, and there were streams. And I know, you know, you were talking about education. You know, should we pay for education? Should we pay for this? It actually will complement each other. Our students can go and do projects there. Our senior citizens can go and walk and learn about the great, wonderful asset. I was so amazed about this property. I'm so excited about it that I have been sharing this with people that I know. And yes, taxes are obviously something we all have to pay. But over time, this is something you don't want to lose. It is a once-in-a-lifetime piece of property. I could not believe when I stood there after the tour that I was in Montville, Connecticut. You know, and yeah, we have things going on. We have a pier. That's great. Fishing. Lots of activities. There's many activities that people can participate in. And I just want to encourage you to vote yes, because this is a one-time opportunity. Because if you get a chance to go there, you will fall in love with this place, because it's beautiful. And we need to protect it and preserve it. And, you know, maybe Montville's name will come up, and people will say, oh, yeah, Montville, they have this great open space to go. And I just want to say, yeah, there's a lot of what-ifs. And I wish I had all the answers to all the what-ifs people brought up. I don't, and neither does anybody else. But we've got to do this for Montville, because we are growing. We are getting better. We want to grow with the district, the county. And we want to know that Montville cares, not only for the environment, but for our students, our seniors, and anyone else who really wants to go to a really great place. Thank you.
How you doing? Andrew Raymond Daniels, 87 Turner Road, Oakdale. Listen, we need homes for our seniors. My mother lived here since 1973. She can't even get a home. She's living with me, and it's killing me. You guys don't take care of your seniors. Somebody that paid taxes in this town for over 58 years paid her taxes. You can't put her in a home. You want to take this money and spin it over there? Go right ahead. But you can't even stop the motorcycles from driving down 32. How are you going to stop them from driving up there? You know, doesn't make any sense to me. Take care of the people in Mottville first. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ellen Abutin. I live on 19 Hickory Drive in Oakdale, just up the road from where a few of us got a chance to see it a few weeks ago. I wish more people could see it and be in there. And the lady that just spoke, I don't know, I may have been there the same day you were. I saw the ponds, I saw the fields. It's absolutely beautiful. I'm a senior too, and I'd love the chance to take all my senior friends from the senior center with me. I'd be happy to lead them on a hike through there. It's a beautiful place, and if you vote against it, it's too bad. I wish the town had offered its citizens a chance to see the place. The only time I knew that I was welcome in there was when the Girl Scouts organized a trip a few weeks ago. That's why I went in. Everyone in this town should have been given that opportunity to get in there and see it. Seniors, Girl Scouts, everyone.
All right, last call. Anyone wishing to speak? All right, with that said, we're going to move on to remarks from the councilors and the mayor. I'll start with the mayor.
I have no comment.
Councilor Sutherland?
I'm so happy that everybody came out tonight. I took a lot of notes, and I come out on Wednesday. I know you're all going to be there on Wednesday. I have no doubt. Everybody has the right to have the decision making in this, and that was very important to me that you all get to go out and vote and make the choice as to whether this purchase happens or not. I wish that I could answer some of these. There's just so much here in front of me right now that I haven't had enough to really look over. And just come out and vote on Wednesday, please. Thank you.
Councilor Utnick.
Thank you. As a town councilor, I have to say I have not been approached by a single person that expressed favorably about this. Perhaps you guys are talking to other people, but nobody has contacted me and say, hey, this is a great idea. I wanna thank everybody for coming out. The pros and cons, the people for it and against it, we're about even. I was trying to keep track. A couple of people were ambiguous about what they actually thought either way, but I think it's about even. I don't think at this point in time we can afford $1.5 million. And I think if people want to go hiking and bird watching, they can do it at one of the other parks and stuff that we have in town. They were named earlier. And I think if we want to spend money on them to fix them up and make them better, then we should spend money on property that the town of Mottville owns. Thank you.
Councilor Sebelia.
I'm not going to tell you how to vote one way or the other. Obviously, it's, you know, it's your money, and it will affect taxes, as we all know. And I just want to talk about the opportunity that some of the people mentioned. It is an amazing opportunity. We talk about, you know, conservation worldwide and how important it is, and I think it's a chance to do it at home. You drive around town, you see, you know, the corner of 32 and 163, and they're leveling land. They're getting rid of trees everywhere you look. And I mean, yes, it costs money, but it is a beautiful piece of property. We would have no maintenance costs. It would be ours to enjoy forever. And really, it's just if you think it's worth us spending the money. And really, I think it was Ellen, she said, I wish more people got out there too. I wish we had something set up. because it is. It's a beautiful piece of land, and I think if more people saw it, they would understand how nice it is and how awesome it would be to have it as a part of our town. And really, though, it's up to you guys, and do you want to spend the money or not? And as people brought up, there's other concerns money-wise, but it's just something to consider, and please come out Wednesday and vote yes or no.
Councilor Karen?
I'll just keep it short. I just want to thank everybody for coming out and speaking their mind for it and against it. It means a lot for us to see and hear the voters. Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to say that this was brought up to start this, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, and it's been going around, and it finally came to a point where Avalonia had this money set up and some of the grants and stuff come in, and they approached the town, and I said, we don't have that kind of money. The only way to get that kind of money is to ask the citizens if they want to pull a bond, which would be approximately about $170,000 a year for the town to pay the bond, including interest over a 10-year period. Maybe it's a little more than that, but it's roughly that order of magnitude, around $15 to $20 per person on assessed value. To ask the bond commission, who we have to go and negotiate that, we have a good bond rating, and at that interest rate that would happen, that's, and we use that metrics of the median assessed value of a home in Watville is around $150,000, and it's that's kind of middle of the road. Now, some are more, some are less, but that's how that number came up. So that number's pretty accurate. And so that was one of the reasons why I said let's bring it to the citizens. Also, the magnitude of the amount, $1.5 million, the charter says that we have to do that by a town meeting vote. Anything more than 5% of the grand list, it goes to a referendum. So it's really important that the citizens of Montville vote on this. If they want it and they see it, then vote for it. If they don't, then they can vote no. You have the decision. So we brought this forward so that everyone in this room, in this town, has a say in this matter. As far as the several thousand acres of open space, a majority of that land is Eversource power lines. I think the town has, you know, a few properties. It equates to around 300 acres total of usable open space. In that same list of town properties is all the pump stations, and they're all like an acre, and we have 60 of them. So there's a lot of numbers in there thrown out that when you look at that 2,000 acres, it's not it's not land that's really approachable. So this 673 acres is a very large tract of land. It's in a water protection zone. I believe it's zoned WRP 160, which means it's 4-acre zoning. So you could probably get some houses in there, but you're not going to get a crazy amount of houses in that area. And I think it would just be I think everyone should really look at this as something for our future, not, hey, it's going to cost me $20 a year. And I know that is a lot to some people, and I do appreciate that, but I want the citizens to take note of that and vote what you want on Wednesday. So please come out and vote. And with that said, I'd like a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion to adjourn. Thank you.